It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cleanup underway after Hurricane Milton in Florida. That's where we find Jim Ryan in Tampa, Florida. Jim, thanks for being on with us this morning. You know, when the sun came up yesterday, you were able to get a look at what was left behind. Yeah. What did Tampa look like?
Tampa did okay relative to pretty much the rest of the state. Since landfall came in south of here, there was some flooding around Tampa. We know of at least one fatality that happened around the Tampa area. But and even in Sarasota County, where the landfall came, only one fatality has been reported there at the point of landfall. If you go across the state and follow the path of Milton as it made its way northeast up toward Cape Canaveral, you'll find the fatalities scattered across the area, 16 at least altogether, people who've had trees fall on them, people involved in traffic accidents, and the extremely high number of fatalities from the tornadoes that Milton spun off. So yes, we're standing at 16 fatalities this morning, and that number may in fact rise as search and rescue operations continue, Brian.
Jim, seeing the roof of Tropicana Field ripped off, this massive structure just kind of paints how powerful those winds were. That was also, of course, where crews were staging. Has that disrupted response efforts at all for cleanup or rescue?
No, it hasn't. And in fact, the folks who were being staged there, these were out-of-state linemen and first responders who were being staged there. Cots, thousands of cots had been set up inside there, Lucas. But those folks had already been relocated to other parts of the state to prepare for the response to the storm. So there was not a huge presence of people inside when the roof went away, essentially. It's a kind of a fabric roof. It's a Teflon-coated fiberglass, as I understand it. These sheets that were on the roof had been for 25 years and might not have taken much for them to be ripped off. The stadium's being replaced anyway, so it's probably just got to start at that.
The tornadoes, Jim, I mean, that it's to be expected with a hurricane, but the amount that we saw with Milton and how devastating they were caught me at least by surprise.
Right. Well, yeah, the extreme number of tornadoes. I mean, dozens of them were reported before the storm, even hours before Milton arrived and during the storm, then afterward. And the intensity of them. Normally, hurricanes spin off tornadoes that are not really destructive, maybe an F1, F0 in some cases, but these were more powerful tornadoes. And they did strike in parts of the state where people really weren't expecting any sort of damage from the storm at all. 150 miles away on the other side, on the east coast of the state, is where the majority of those fatalities have happened. Something like seven people we know of, at least half a dozen people were killed by tornadoes spun off by Milton.
All right, Jim, thank you so much. We'll be talking to you soon.
All right, thanks.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.